Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board, October 30th. We are meeting in various locations around the country, and in California it's 5:42 p.m. This is Margie Wilkinson, Chair, and as I am currently serving as the Interim Executive Director, I am requesting that Vice Chair Tony Norman chair this meeting. Tony?
Yes.
Are you willing?
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you formally call the roll? Hello? Serene?
Hi, sorry. I'm here. Janice Lane Ewart?
Present.
Brian Edwards Tigard?
Here.
Janet, Jose Luis Fuentes?
Here.
Janet Coburn?
Present.
Margie Wilkinson?
I'm here.
Rodrigo Agueta? Lydia Brosson?
Here.
Kim Kaufman? Can't hear you, Kim. Okay, thanks.
Sure, I'm here.
Thank you, Kim. Lawrence Ray?
Here.
Adriana Casanez?
Here.
Okay. Hank Lamb.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzel.
Here.
Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman. Janet Pampan, want to unmute. Doreen Roberts is present. Manager Sabah.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Got you, Janet.
Sorry.
That's all right. Manager Sabah. Jim Brown.
Here.
Okay. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Okay. Lizette King. Heather Gray.
Here.
Tony Norman.
Present.
We have quorum, Mr. Vice Chair.
Okay, thank you. Are there any requests for excused absences? No requests. Okay, is there someone who wants to be assigned?
Janet K. Point of information.
Yes, Janet K.
Is Raul Salvador on the call?
Raul, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Yes. No requests for excused absences. Is there anyone who wants to volunteer to be the timekeeper?
Mr. Chair, this is Brian.
Okay. You volunteer for the timekeeper?
Yes. I also wanted to point one thing out, and I'm not proposing an excuse, but this will be the third meeting in a row for Lizette King. She would be automatically removed if we don't vote to excuse her at this meeting.
Okay.
This is Kim.
Okay, I'm sorry?
This is Kim. I move to excuse Lizette until she can be notified that she is in jeopardy of getting kicked off. If she doesn't, communicate with us.
Thanks to the stat.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Adriana? No.
Adriana? Okay. Who is that? I think I heard Hank and then Adriana. Yeah, Hank.
Well, I'm pretty sure she's aware. I mean, we've all, gone through this many times and had this discussion repeatedly. And we all know our duties. We're all adults. Now, I agree we should, maybe give her a courtesy call this evening and remind her, but surely she knows.
Adriana.
Yes, I agree with that. I'm sorry. But, it's our obligation. If we cannot be here, I mean, our LSB expect us to be here. If we cannot be here, at least we can have the courtesy to ask for an excuse. And she didn't.
This is Lydia.
Repeatedly.
Lydia?
I know that this is a motion only for the committee, but in the committees we had passed a motion, which I think is a good practice, is
to make a phone call to the person to let them know. Because unlike at least I always do for the most part what you set up a computer for the year, given that we are not having, per the bylaws, regular meetings and we have to set up special meetings, that it's not something you can plan for a whole year at this juncture till we change the bylaws. And so I would say I will vote for an excused absence for Lizette and that she should be notified.
Okay. Anyone else for the stack?
This is Kim.
George.
Sorry, point of information?
Yes. Serene, you were your point of information.
Did Lydia make that as a motion?
Kim already made a motion.
Kim made the motion.
I'm speaking in support of the motion.
Okay, thank you. Kim, please email that. I'm not online at the moment, but I'd like to get it by email. Thanks.
Okay, who is that speaking in favor of the motion?
Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, you spoke with anyone else after you?
George, I wanted to speak, yeah.
Okay, yeah, George.
Yeah, Lydia is correct. This is the practice of the committees, and I believe it was a standing rule for the committees.
Yes.
And it should be the practice for the PNB, even if it isn't explicitly in the bylaws. The reasons for it are rather clear. And if you do it this way, then and the person doesn't respond, then it's clearly their responsibility. But our responsibility, it seems to me, is to give them a warning that we would if they were on a committee, and I will certainly vote for this motion.
Janet Kay. I have an amendment that she be called and emailed because I understand there are some issues with the phone.
Oh,
okay. Is any objection to that being an amendment called and emailed?
This is Kim. My motion said and made aware, so I'm just basically saying as long as she be contacted and made aware of the situation. I don't care whether it's phone or email, as long as you get confirmation from her. It's not okay to say, well, I sent her an email, never heard from her.
So without objection, we'll have that amendment called an email.
Lawrence.
Yes, you know, I mean, I'm sorry to say this, and on this point well taken from Lydia and George, but this is ridiculous. I mean, this person obviously has disdain to attend these meetings. And if we want to be child care worker, then that's fine. But and I'm abstaining from the vote. But, I mean, it's ridiculous for us to be going through this process when it's obvious that this person has difficulty wanting to live up to her future responsibility.
Point of order. We don't know
I'm sorry. I asked for a point of order before the member who subsequently shouted point of order and is out speaking
Tony
without being recognized.
Me, Serene. I'm sorry.
Could we all not hear Serene, but Serene, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that one should not ascribe motive to another member, even if one has a clear opinion. And I believe that the last person who properly was speaking because they were recognized might have veered into that territory.
Okay.
Hank,
for the stack.
Yeah, okay.
And then Kim asked to be on the stack as well.
Okay, Hank, and then Adriana, I'm going to put you last because you spoke. I'm sorry, you didn't speak.
And George for the stack.
All of us have spoken. We've all spoken.
Okay. Adriana, then Hank, then George. I'm sorry, Kim. Adriana, Kim, then Hank, then George. Adriana.
Well,
Yes. What I'm saying is, George, you are saying that, but in the last governance meeting that you chair, you said that it's not excuses. That is what you said. You can listen to the recording. But the point is not that. The point is, are we excusing somebody that is not even asking for? The only thing that I will agree that we contact her, but unless that she has a really good excuse, and in the next meeting we can change. For now, she has three unexcused absences. Period.
Okay. Kim?
The last I knew, she was in out of the country in places where it was very difficult for phone and email, regular phone and email contact. So I have no knowledge if she's back in the country or if she's able to get these somewhat erratic notifications of meetings now and again. And I'm just wondering how Hank wants me to handle his missed committee meetings that he didn't ask for an excused absence from. I'd like to know how he wants me to handle that.
Okay. Hank, you're next on the stack.
Yeah, I
Janet
did ask.
Stack, please.
I did ask for a retroactive excuse. I was not allowed it.
Not in my committee.
And no, I was not allowed any retroactive excuse on any committee.
We don't.
At any rate, it was not given. Kim, quit interrupting and stop being rude.
Okay.
At any rate, you know, every committee and every LSB and every committee of every LSB has had the same discussion ad nauseum. It's time we held to the rule. What's the use of making rules if you're not going to hold to them? I understand there are excuses. I understand there are reasons. But we have reasons for having the rule. And that is so that we can commence with business and get business accomplished. When people do not attend meetings, they are not doing what they are obligated to do. On the meetings I miss, even though I had a good reason, I was not allowed an excused absence. I'm against it.
Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Janice.
Thank you. My point of order is the time limit for this discussion prior to the full opening of the agenda of the meeting.
Unfortunately, we don't have a time limit. That's why we need to wrap this up if we can.
We don't have an agenda.
I call the question.
Yes, Janice.
I call the question.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have the floor. I think I'm next on the agenda. On this topic.
I apologize.
Okay, and then Janet Kay is next.
Let's quickly go to George and then Janet Kay. George?
And I call the question. You can't make a point of order and then call a question, but I do call a question.
Okay, George has called the question. Thank you.
And I was going to call the question.
Okay, is there any objection to going to the vote on it? Without objection, Kim, could you repeat your motion? With the amendment that...
I move that Luzette King be given an excused absence until she can be contacted and made aware that she has missed three meetings.
And that was by either email or phone call. Are you going to submit that in writing?
Well, that's my motion. So the amendment is what?
Is by email or and phone call.
Point of information?
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of information?
Miss Janet Coburn make an amendment. We should vote and then the amendment before?
Well, we asked for it, but, well, actually, I asked if there was any objection, and we adopted the amendment without objection.
Right.
So we'll go to the vote now. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Can we read the what we are voting on?
Madam Secretary, did you want to repeat the motions? Again?
No, she doesn't have it yet. I move that Luzette King be given an excused absence until she can be contacted and made aware that she has missed three meetings by email. That she can be contacted by email or phone call and made aware she has missed three meetings.
No, okay. Email and phone call.
Okay, and phone call.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Point of order, Brian.
Yes, Brian, what's your point of order?
We can only... have to excuse her for future meetings.
We can't hear you.
We can't hear you. You're in and out, Brian.
Brian, you're choppy.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
We can't excuse her for future meetings. The bylaws only allow us to excuse her at the meeting in question.
Right. I understand that. I'm not.
Well, how
I'm
can
not
we excuse her until she can be contacted?
So the motion will only reflect we're only excusing it for the meeting in today's meeting.
Right.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janice Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Brian Edward Steger.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Abstain.
Janet Colburn.
Aye.
Margie Wilkinson.
I vote yes.
Rodrigo Agueta. Lydia Brasson.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Adriana Castaneve.
No.
Hank Lamb.
No.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Serene Roberts votes yes. Manager Sabah. Jim Brown.
No.
Benito Diaz.
Abstain.
That's not here. That's issue. Sorry. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Tony Norman. Oh, you're sorry. Actually, I should give you the subtitle. One moment, please. I'm getting 11-2-5. Adriana, can you double count for me?
I have 11-5-2.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. I think I switched it up just now. 11-5-2 is chair. Do you wish to vote? Okay.
No, chair is not voting. Motion passed. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda, the draft agenda?
No moves, George.
Excuse me. Can I find out how many people voted?
Madam Secretary, could you repeat the total number of people voted?
Total is 18, 11-5-2.
Okay, we had a motion to adopt the agenda. Was there a second?
11-5-2. So there are people on this call that did not vote. We have people extra above that on the call. There are 21 on the call.
Point of order.
What?
Yes. Serene, what's your point of order?
I'd like to second George's motion. The member asked a question about the count. They were given the answer. I don't understand what the rest of the comment is about.
Can you not think this through for a moment?
Okay, we're gonna move on with people on
the call that should not be here.
Well, Hank, they're giving you the total count, and that's the total count.
There are 21 people on the call, and not that many people voted. Do you understand me?
Point of order.
May I speak?
Yes, Serene, what's your...
Okay, so the CFO is on the call, the streamer is on the call, and the chair need not vote unless there is a need to make or break a tie. So from the 21... Hank, let me speak. You asked a question.
Could you not interrupt her, Hank?
Hank, you asked a question.
Okay.
You said there were 21 people. I just explained who three of them are.
Did you not hear one of them hung up?
Voted. Okay, listen, we can think together. We cannot speak together. If you don't want an answer to the question, don't ask.
Okay.
The reason I brought it up is because we've had this issue before.
Hank, you're out of order. You've asked your question. It's been responded to. We had a motion to adopt the agenda. Was there a second?
Benito.
Second.
It's been seconded. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
Yes, this is Lydia.
Okay, we have a timekeeper. We have 30 minutes on this item, on the amendments to the agenda.
Two speakers for and two against.
Okay. Was that Lydia?
Yes, this is Lydia. I sent out a list of my proposed amendments, and it starts with reducing the time... for the ED report to allow us more time on other items, to moving the report up, report out from the executive session is very important for our CPB compliance.
Say that again, please.
Okay, I sent it out. If everyone can follow along, because I'm just barely pulling in, so I'm just recalling it from memory, that I said to reduce the number of minutes for the ED report and to move up the report out from the October 2nd executive session, which is critical in terms of our CPB compliance. And but I don't have the numbers before me because I'm driving, but I'm almost...
Point of order.
Yes, Serene, what's your point of order?
Why would we be discussing an amendment to the executive session during open session?
What?
Repeat that again. What's your point of order?
That's a point
the
of information.
The member just said that she moved that part of the stuff she sent out, which I have not seen, related to a report out of the executive session. And the executive session, any changes to the executive session agenda would be dealt with when we're in executive session, which we are not now. So I'm merely pointing out that she needs to not get into that.
No, this is Lydia, if I may. No, I am addressing the October 2nd executive session. We passed a report out. I'm asking that the report out be read early in the agenda. That's what a report out is. And that in that report out, there's a motion that was part of the report out. That has to be reported out. That's what it means. That's our CPB client. So I'm asking that be fully in the agenda.
So, Lydia, could you, you sent this in writing. Could you summarize what your amendments to the agenda are again?
Okay. So my amendment to the agenda is to reduce the amount of time for the ED report from 15 minutes to 5, so she can just read it. I mean, we've read it, but the audience should hear it. And then the new one, and then the other one is the report out from the October 2nd executive session, which the board voted on as a report out to the listening audience. And let me see. And then I had a motion, but I assume we're not going to have time for that, but it has now been duly noted. And then that the affiliate director nominations at the time be reduced to, I believe, 5 minutes is what I wrote. I'm just walking in now, so let me grab this. Yeah, okay. And that then we have the next meeting date, and that since Uzel's motion about the elections will be covered from the earlier item will be dealt in number 2C, that can be eliminated. And that the election committee report then has to be moved to 4. Anyway,
all of this has been submitted in writing. You have that in writing. That's part of your motion in writing to the amendment agenda.
Good. I sent it out to the full board at 4:22 my time.
Right. Okay. Anyone who want to speak against or in favor of this amendment.
Richard against
Brian order.
Janet for
Kim against.
Brian on a point of order.
Oh yes, Brian, what's your point of order?
This sounds like 4 separate amendments to the agenda. They should be taken up one at a time.
I agree.
Okay.
I mean I'm having a hard time tracking every change we're making.
Okay,
we'll divide them and take them up one at a time. Lydia, what was your first one that we're going to have a discussion on?
Reduce the IED report from 15 minutes to 5.
Okay, the reduction of the IED report from 15 minutes to 5. Is there any objection to that being an amendment?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we'll have discussion on that. Anyone want to speak to that?
Richard against.
And then Kim.
Okay. Richard, and then Kim.
if this is the idea might be that this would save time, we've already wasted as much time as we could have saved. Plus, it rules out any opportunity for any of us to ask the IED questions. You know, just to be thrown stuff for 5 minutes and then we move on, that doesn't give us any chance to find out much. Thank you.
Okay, Kim?
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I'm going to agree with Richard because I have issues about what you said about KPFK's fund drive. So I want to ask some questions about that and perhaps some of the other fund drives. I think it's a very important topic to have a discussion about for our listeners.
Anyone else with a stack on this amendment? No one else? So we'll go to the vote. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on this amendment?
Sorry. Point of personal privilege. I'm
yes.
transitioning Green. From the car to a building and may lose you all. But
can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you for now.
Okay.
Margie and procedure.
Yes, Margie.
Let's ask this Assistant Secretary Adriana to take the vote on this motion.
Adriana, would you mind taking a vote on this particular amendment?
I can take it.
Okay. Can you call the roll on the vote on this amendment? The amendment is to reduce 15 minutes of the executive director's report to 5 minutes. Could you call the roll?
Brian Edward Seeker.
Abstain.
Jose Luis Puente.
Abstain.
Janet Bogan.
Abstain.
Margie Wilkinson.
I was going to abstain too. Okay.
Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Brazón.
Yes.
Kim Kaplan.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence abstains.
Adriana Casnave votes yes. Frank Lamb.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Abstain.
Richard Yusuf.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Perrine Roberts. Perrine? Perrine, I cannot hear you.
I think we lost her. She's in an elevator or something.
Jean Brown.
Abstain.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Heather Gray. Heather Gray.
I'm sorry, Adriana, no.
Janice Lane Stewart.
No.
Hi, Serene Roberts.
Hi, Serene votes yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Give me a second. Mr. Chair, the vote is 4 yes, 6 no, 8 abstentions. Do you wish to vote?
Yes, I'll vote yes. So what's the final?
The is 5, 6,
Chair,
eight.
Chair, this is Lawrence, point of order. I'd like to change my vote.
Too late, they called the vote.
Lawrence?
Hello?
They called the vote.
I changed my vote. So I'm abstaining to yes.
Point of order.
Yes, Kim, what's your point of order?
They already called the vote. You can't change your vote once they've called the vote, is my understanding.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Lawrence.
The vote hadn't been tabulated, so the vote hasn't been completely called.
Well, we all knew the totals, which were 5, 6, and 8.
Not just my vote, yes.
Who's the chair? Who's giving the floor to?
Hello? Hello? Serene? I'm sorry, Adriana, what were you saying? I didn't hear you.
I'm asking, I hear a lot of voices, but I only hear you giving the floor to Lawrence.
I made a point of order, Adriana.
No, but you need to
and
wait
I was called
to
on.
Recognize
were
you.
You called on? Were you called on, Adriana?
Please.
Okay, can we not all talk at the same time? I was trying to, Adriana, were you making a point of order? What was your point, Adriana?
My point of order is the chair is giving the floor to Mr. Lawrence Reyes. I'm wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we have not announced. I announced my vote, but I don't think the count announced the final vote once I voted at the time that Lawrence was recognized. Lawrence.
Point of order.
Thanks to the staff.
Chairman, I requested the floor.
Kim, we got your point of order.
No. Tony, please.
Yes.
I marked down the votes. I have the count before Lawrence changed his vote. This was already noticed. It's only after Serene adds up the votes does she ask the chair whether he wants to vote. So by the time you've asked the chair, she's asked the chair if you want to vote, the tallies are known.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to make a ruling and go ahead.
We should ask George.
Okay. George, did you want to come in on this?
Why? There's no vote disagreement.
I don't know. I'm afraid I don't. When the count is considered called, whether it was before or after the chair gets the vote.
Okay. I'm going to call it that we didn't announce the final vote. I recognize Lawrence when I voted, and we didn't announce
like
the final vote.
I would like to object to the ruling of the chair, Carolyn, here.
He said,
me too. I'm sorry.
Point of order. Members need to be recognized before they speak.
Okay.
Okay,
Carolyn has called a ruling of the chair, and I assume there's a second. We're going to take a vote on the ruling. It's procedural. So we're
point of information.
I didn't hear the word.
Point of information, Richard.
Yes, Richard, what's your point of information?
My question is, with Lawrence moving his vote to the yes side, it would be tied 6-6, right? And if tie votes,
exactly.
It doesn't pass.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So,
but the chair hasn't voted.
This is all moot, isn't it? Aren't we wasting a lot of time here?
Exactly.
Yes. So it's the
point of order.
Yes. Kim, what's your point of order?
The chair did vote.
Chair didn't vote.
I marked it down, plus Tony.
No, the chair did vote. The chair said yes. So and I voted that Lawrence could do the. What would the tally would be still be a tie, you're saying, once we count Lawrence's vote?
No, with your vote, Tony, it was 4-6-8. And then you were asked, do you want to vote? And you said yes, so I put down plus Tony. So that equals 5-6-8. And then Lawrence asked to change his vote in order to make it fail. So it was after he knew what the vote was that he asked to change his vote.
Mr. Chair, I have Robert's citations if you want.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Brian, could you give us the citation?
So page 408, a member has a right to change his vote to the time the result is announced. And on page 49, it says that the result is announced when the chair announces whether the motion has carried or failed.
Okay. I've ruled in the favor of counting a vote. Could the secretary give us what the total count will be once that's tallied with Lawrence changing his vote?
The vote will be 6-7. We are wasting time.
So then the amendment would fail.
Exactly.
So the amendment failed. So that's
10 minutes ago.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to the next amendment. Lydia, you had another amendment?
Yes, and this is the one, the required report out from the executive session.
Wait a minute,
the new number two Diaz and Dog after the elections committee report motion.
Okay, I assume you submitted that in writing. Is there any discussion on that amendment?
Yes, this is Kim. And
yes,
I have a
Kim.
Point of information.
Kim, either you have a discussion or you have a point of information. Which one is it?
I have both. Well,
what's
I wanted to ask a point of information. I just want to get the page for the second citation from Brian, and then I want to say something about this amendment.
Okay, Brian, did you have the page, the citation, the page on that citation?
The form of announcing the outcome of a vote is on 48 and 49 of the current edition of Roberts.
Okay, Kim, you're speaking to the amendment now? Well, we are timing. I assume our timekeeper, we only have 30 minutes on this item. I think we started at about 9 o'clock.
We have 12 minutes remaining.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Oh, yeah, Kim and then Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
Kim?
I don't understand. So what are we voting on? Are we voting on the report out? I'm sorry.
No, this was the... We'll get back to you. Let's go to Carolyn, but we're voting on Lydia's second amendment.
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia. I think she just wanted clarification on what the motion is.
Okay. Could you tell us what your amendment is, and then we'll get back?
Right. We, at the executive session, we voted on the report out, so that was already passed. We voted to report out what happened, including the motion. I'm saying this is when you report it out, is the open session. That's what
okay.
the report out is. That's all.
So this discussion is about the report out, because we're breaking them into parts, right?
No, it's just to add the report out that was already passed to the agenda to number 2D after the elections report. That's my motion.
Okay, Kim, you finished responding? Do you have anything else on that?
No, I think this is closed session material, and we could get into other areas about this, I think it's
what?
State of closed session.
Janet for the stack.
Janet K.
Yeah, point of clarification. Point of clarification, I guess.
I'll take that as a question. Benito, what's your question?
No, it's not a question. I wanted to clarify for the member.
Well, we can't do a point of clarification. I don't know if that's... the next person on the stack was Carolyn. I'm going to go into the stack. Carolyn.
You have me, Janet Kay.
Yeah, I got you, Janet Kay, and then I have Adriana. Carolyn.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me? I just want to speak. I want to make a motion that all of these amendments, we've had this discussion before. I thought we had voted to agree that these amendments posted to the agenda be dated. Some of them are very hard to understand without knowing the year or the month on which they were offered and posted. And if possible, if the name of the maker is not included already, the name of the maker and the date on which they were first put on the agenda really should accompany each and every motion on this agenda. So I would appreciate it if we could perhaps postpone voting on things that are not dated and attributed to a source.
Point of order.
Thank you.
Point of order.
Green, what's your point of order?
The member is not speaking to the motion currently on the floor.
Yeah, that is one of them that is not
I'm not
dated,
speaking
so
to
is,
you at the
actually.
Moment. You do not have the floor. I'm addressing
point
the
Point of clarification.
Okay.
This applies to the motion on the floor. Thank you.
Okay. Carolyn, were you making a motion, and what was your motion again?
That these motions, including the current one, be dated the first time they first appeared on the agenda and attributed to a maker. Some of them have a name, some do not. And I think the members need to know who made the motion and when. So I would like to have the the motions on and the agenda modified to request that information, which I think is important. Thank you.
Is there a second to that motion?
I second it.
Order. Brian.
Brian. Brian, what's your point?
There's a different amendment that's already on the floor, Lydia's amendment.
Yes, we already have a motion pending. I'm sorry, amendment pending.
Well, this is George, to that motion and others, as well.
Oh, Jesus.
George, you had a point of order?
No, I just want to be on the stack.
Okay. Carolyn, I'm going to rule that motion out of order because we already have an amendment to the agenda pending. Next person we had on the stack was Janet Kay. Then
yes,
I have Adriana, then George.
Right. I support Lydia's motion. The report out from the October 2nd executive session did not appear on the Pacifica website, and so a report out needs to happen. A report out to the public needs to happen at this meeting.
Okay, George?
Adriana? Call the question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Adriana. I'm sorry, I had Adriana first. Adriana.
Yes. What the motion that we are talking about is a report out, is a motion that has nothing to do with executive session. I think that have nothing there should be in an open session, and members should know, and that is what why we are bringing it now to the open session. Should be in the open session.
Okay. George, you were next.
Can I call the question?
Is there an objection to calling the question? No objection. We'll now go. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on this amendment?
Well, is there an objection?
Is there any objection to this amendment?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janice Lane, you're
right. I abstain.
Brian Edwards Teeter.
Abstain.
You know what? I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to abstain as well.
Jose
Luis Fuentes.
Abstain.
Janet Coburn.
Yes. Hi, yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brasson.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
I'm going to abstain.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Casanes.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden.
I'm abstain.
Janet Coleman. Janet, can't hear you. Serene Roberts votes yes. Manager is not here.
Point of information. Well, actually, no. I don't know what to call it.
Don't call it anything in the middle of a vote.
Well, I need to because I'm trying to clarify that one member voted.
Are you asking a question about?
No, I'm trying to clarify that a member that was just called and did not respond at this moment had already voted earlier.
Well, they can change their vote. I mean, we're gonna.
Okay.
Okay, we can go.
But I'm trying to.
Don't worry.
Janice Lane, on the please, folks, on the question of whether or not to insert the report out of the October 2nd executive session. Lydia's motion was to insert it at a particular point. It's an email. I don't have it right now. Janice Lane, Ewart abstained. Brian Edwards Teagart abstained. Jose Luis Fuentes abstained. Coburn voted yes. Wilkinson voted yes. Rodrigo passed. Lydia voted yes. Kim abstained. Lawrence voted yes. Adriana voted yes. Hank abstained. George voted yes. Richard Uzel abstained. Carolyn Burden abstained. Janet Coleman was not heard. I voted yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
That King is not here. Heather Gray.
I'm abstaining as well.
Going back to Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Janet Coleman, I did not hear you. Okay. Janet is silent for some reason. One moment, please, Mr. Chair. I have 10-08. Mr. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
10-08, excuse me.
This is okay. Kim with a point of order.
Yes, Kim, what's your point of order?
I want to read the proper Roberts Rule citation for that former vote. The chair's announcement.
Point of order.
The chair, remaining standing, announces the result of the vote immediately after
point
putting the question.
Point of order.
Oh, please, just.
Okay, Kim, we've already ruled on that point.
That's fine, and it was erroneously stated. You were
point
supposed to
of
announce
order.
The results immediately, okay. Not call on
okay,
another
Kim,
member.
Point
Kim,
of
you're
order.
Out of order. Benito, what's your point of order?
I am not out
that
of order.
That the member that is speaking now is out of order because she has not been called.
I was called on.
I did recognize that she raised it, and she's made an objection to a previous ruling, and we've noted that, Kim.
I made objection to the reading of Robert's rules, the selective reading of Robert's rules.
Well, Kim, you've been noted. Now we're going on with the orders of the day. Lydia, did you have another?
No, I didn't. That should do it. Those are the main.
Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Yes, I move that the PNB minutes be moved up.
Oh, right. Sorry, I forgot.
Right after agenda approval, and I'd like to speak to that.
I second.
Minutes be moved up to after the agenda approval. It's been seconded
right.
By Adriana. Is there any discussion or any objections to this amendment?
I object.
Okay, may I speak, Janet Kay?
Yes,
may I
Janet Kay, yes. Could you speak to that?
Yes, so the auditors are asking for the minutes, and so we have to provide them, and so it's urgent. Done.
Right.
Anyone else for the stack? I assume, Tareen, you're for the stack?
Yeah, thanks. Please, we're out of time. I would actually like to get some work done in this meeting. I would like us to stop agending amending every agenda endlessly, and 30 minutes seems endless to me.
This is Kim. I'd like to speak in favor of it.
Mr. Chair, okay. We're at time on agenda approval.
I have 6:29, and we started at 6:01. We have two more minutes.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard.
Well, we're going by the time.
Richard, I'd like to speak.
I'm afraid we designated our timekeeper, and I'm going to ask again what the timekeeper said. Were we out of time? Hello? Brian?
Yes, he's...
I started the 30-minute countdown when the motion to approve the agenda was made. We just hit 30 minutes.
Okay, Chair, this is Richard. I'd like to make a motion.
I'm afraid our time is up, Richard. We're going to have to vote on your amendment.
Not to make a motion, sir.
You can make a motion at any time.
My motion is that we extend for 3 days and three nights and talk about this agenda some more.
Well, I'm going to rule that in.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay, we'll go to the vote on it. Were there any amendments? We have an amendment pending, Janet Kay's amendment. Can we now vote, Madam Secretary? Can you call the roll on the moving the minutes up on Janet Kay's amendment?
And have you emailed it, please? I'm not online.
I'm about to email. Yeah.
And it was actually part of my original list of amendments also.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janice Lane Ewart. Brian Edward Stegert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Colburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta. Can't hear you. Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Casanave.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Caroline Burden.
Yes.
Janet Coleman. Can't hear you, Janet Coleman. Serena Staines. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Janice Lane Ewart, I did not hear you.
Yes, I'm sorry, I was muted.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Janet Coleman, are you back? Okay, one moment, please. I have 1701. Do you wish to vote, Chair?
No, Chair is not voting. Okay, was there a time period on those amendments, on that particular amendment?
10 minutes.
10 minutes? Okay. Okay, the amendment has been adopted. Now we'll go to the full agenda with all of the amendments. Is there any objection to the full agenda being approved?
Yes, Carolyn Burden.
Carolyn Burden objects. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
I would like to offer a motion. Is this the appropriate time
we're
to
out
do
of
that?
Time.
I'm afraid our time is up, Carolyn. We have to go and vote on the full agenda as amended now.
Janice Lane-Ewart.
It's missing information.
Lane-Ewart.
Okay, Janice Lane.
I can't hear you, Janice.
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Fuck you.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
I'm sorry, again?
Yes, I.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman. Lawrence Reyes.
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence votes yes.
Adriana Castanez.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzzell.
I apologize for having asked this. What are we voting on?
The agenda as amended.
The what?
The agenda as amended.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Abstain.
Serene votes yes. Manige is not here. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
One moment, please. I have 1612. Do you wish to vote, Chair?
Yes, Chair votes to support the agenda.
And 1712.
Okay, we're now moved to the, we have an adopted agenda, and the first item on the agenda is approval of amendments. Minutes, I'm sorry. what are the first amendments that we have, excuse me, minutes that we have to approve? Serene?
I don't believe we have any open session minutes to approve.
No open session minutes to approve?
I sent none.
Margie,
and
was there any minutes for the open session to approve?
Janet K.
Not that I'm aware of.
Janet K., there are minutes for 2013 to approve.
I thought those were all closed session minutes.
Okay, Janet K., what are those? Do you know what
no,
you
I'm
have?
I'm sorry, I don't know specifically. I thought there were.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. May I respond to that something?
Yes, Richard.
I started sending out information yesterday, before yesterday, and my computer broke before I could get the open minutes out, the ones that hadn't been approved. I sent out a list of things that had been approved. I sent out a list of the open minutes. I sent out a list of the closed minutes that had been approved. And then I sent out the actual minutes for the closed sessions that need to be approved. But my computer broke before I could get the other thing out. I'm going to be getting that computer going again today or tomorrow. Well, not today, probably anymore. But as soon as I get it, I'll send them.
So as I understand,
and then it's going to be some back and forth. But no, there are none right now.
So we don't have any open session of minutes to approve that.
This is Mark.
Hank to the stack.
Mark.
Yes, Margie.
Okay. I think that's right. I didn't see any open session minutes. But let me ask Richard a question. It has to do with the minutes of, blah, 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 blah. Let's see.
I can barely hear you, Margie.
I'm sorry. The last set minute in the binder in the national office or posted on the KPFTX site were for the first meeting in June of 2013. I'm sorry, I had this up in front of me, but it's missing right now. But you said in your email that we had the minutes of, we had PMB minutes for the second meeting in June, that they had been, I think you said that they had been sent out, that they had been sent out for approval. I can't find them, and they're not in the book, and they're not on the website, so I'm trying to figure out where those minutes are.
These were closed?
No, it was a meeting that had both open and closed sessions, and it was June 27th of 2013, I'm pretty sure. Let me see if I can find it.
We can work
June
on that.
June 27th. You said they were approved. And
yeah, for the closed. They were approved on August 8th.
Okay, here's what it says. It says the following open session minutes have been approved and they are or should be on the kpftx.org. And I'm looking at the
data. Yeah, I don't think we need to use a lot of time on that tonight because if they're not there, it's just a matter of making sure that they get posted there. But they were approved on August the 22nd to open.
Okay, so I need those. I need them like yesterday. I mean, the auditors are.
Okay, I'll send them to you yesterday.
Thank you.
Margie, is this for June 13th?
Yes. June 13th and June 27th of 2013.
27th. Yeah,
I have the minutes you sent out for the 13th last year. That's all I've been able to dig up. But you have
those
already?
Those are in the book. I have those.
Okay.
And I'll get when I get the computer going, and I can send the things. I'll send another copy of the one from the 27th.
Well, I would just ask: is there anybody on the board who has those minutes in there? Files.
The auditor's not to that point, I'm sure. The auditor's just started.
No, no,
the
no,
audit
no, no,
even
no, no.
started.
The auditor's
they don't need
done.
Those in the
auditors
summer.
Are
they
done.
Do.
Okay, we can't talk all at the same time. But so, Richard, you were finishing a comment, and then we'll hear Margie.
And then Hank.
I just heard the comment that the auditor was done. But,
well,
you know, if the auditor's done, then this is all moot anyway.
No, it's
but
not moot. We have to do this before they finish.
I cannot
report.
Get, well.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, Margie, did you want to add to what Richard was saying? Or you
no,
had
I just want to know where the minutes are. That's all I care about.
Okay.
When I get my computer working tonight or tomorrow, I will give them to you.
Thank
okay,
you. Hank?
For everybody's information.
Hey, everyone is.
Sorry.
So that everyone is clear on this point, the auditors are asking for minutes well into this year.
That's right.
So all the minutes that anyone has from last year or this year need to be up and approved right away.
That's right. Point of information.
Because we are holding the audit back, not the auditors.
Point of information.
Not the minutes.
Tim, yes. What's your point of information?
I'm sorry, he's holding it.
Why is the auditor asking for minutes from FY 2015?
Yeah.
Margie, you want to address that?
Okay, let me see if I can find their instructions.
Or Raul, do you want to? Margie or Raul?
This is
it
Raul.
It has to do with the time that there's, I don't know.
This
don't,
is Raul.
I'm
I can
not
explain.
Sure. Raul knows.
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Raul.
Okay. Well, the audit procedure that involves reviewing subsequent subsequent minutes of the board meeting would enable them to find out if there are any liabilities or any other situation where an adjustment or will affect the financial standing of the financial statement under audit, which is 2013. As long as they are still in the audit field work, they would need, they have, they can require us to provide them with what's going on, significant events, lawyers, confirmation if there's any pending litigation up to the time that they are writing their confirmation, which is today. So those are the ones that that they needed. The most recent ones, up to the time that they are doing their field work, they are still on field work with us, so they are required to see those minutes as well.
Okay, we only had 10 minutes.
I respectfully disagree with that. I think that's a bunch of gibberish.
Okay.
I agree with Richard. By the
are we going to argue with the auditors?
We only had 10 minutes on this item. I think we are with 10 minutes to go on, so we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. And that's the chair's report. Madam IED, you have 15 minutes for the timekeeper on this item.
Okay. So I sent the report out. I'll read it for those listening on the stream, and then I'm happy to respond to any questions or concerns people have. The national election coverage. Last week, program directors at WBAI, WPFW, KPFT, and KPFK, along with affiliates director Ursula Rudenberg, agreed to work with Democracy Now! To broadcast Democracy Now!'s election coverage from 7 p.m. Eastern Time to midnight Eastern Time on Election Day, November 4th. The broadcast will also be available to our affiliates. Some stations will use the entire 5 hours. Others will only use part of the broadcast and will fill in with local programming. As follows on Pacifica, this follows on the use of Pacifica's use of Democracy's Now! Broadcast of the big climate change rally in New York in September. fund drives. Fund drives at all stations are over or winding down. KPFA made its goal, falling a little short when the drive actually ended, but then more than catching up in the following days. KPFK had a similar experience. KPFT does not end its drive until Saturday and may fall slightly short of its goal, although perhaps not. WPFW ends this week and is also slightly behind, but may catch up by the time the drive is over. WBAI is behind and has extended its drive, although the station continues to raise money outside of the on-air drive model. CPB compliance. Thanks to the hard work of many people, our CPB compliance officer, Otis McClay, has been able to effect upgrades to the web pages at every station that will make it possible for Pacifica to be 100% compliant with CPB meeting notice requirements. That's my report.